body.
Did you see the
like
head of that other American journalist today?
Yeah, I saw that. And you know the guy who actually is in the terrace is in the video. They found out who he is, and he's a London rapper, and he's had his raps played on BBC radio. So you can literally go on YouTube and find him rapping about how hard his life is, and the projects are a fucking bullshit.
Bravo! You saw who they threatened to kill next, right?
A Brit Bong, who looks like he knows third time's a charm or not. He knows he's next.
Oh, is he smiling in them?
No, he's like, he looks fucking, see, he's shitting himself. Like, the other two look like they're a bit past it, but he's like, oh, fucking hell, mate. So he knows that the third time is not a charm.
So do you think they actually, these videos are, like, recorded, like, weeks ago?
I think what they do is they record the actual, like, reading out the demands. And then they pretend they're about to behead him, but I think they behead him separately, since I think like they don't want to kill ostriches too soon because they want to like increase their value, but they know that they might have to kill them on a moment's notice. Like if the Navy SEALs start fucking raiding them, they don't have to like record a whole big diatribe. They just have to quickly cut his head off, take a quick video of it, bang it on the end, and upload it in like a minute. And like, so they can quickly get it out. If they need to kill him, they don't have to get him to do this big, since I'm sure it takes like a day of fucking cajoling him and bullying him to get him to say it. So I think they film it separately so they can like do it efficiently if they need to. I heard the last one got released by accident. Like someone on Twitter released it by accident.
Really?
Yeah, like they were meant to like release it in a few weeks or something, but someone made a mistake and uploaded it too soon. And they, like, released in Arabic, like, a tweet saying, like, sorry to our followers, we didn't mean to send that out so soon, but it's out there now.
Spoilers.
Yeah, like, yeah, spoilers. Sorry to ruin our story. Since, like, the first one they did, they, like, released it on, like, all their networks and, like, and all sorts of websites and YouTube channels, but this one was only on one Twitter, and it was, like, other kuffers who disseminated it, so they didn't really mean to do it right away.
Just
crack a bomb in the whole country.
No, well, I wish. But can't we just, like, admit that this fucking Brit Bong probably already had his head chopped off? Like,
yeah, it might have. It might have.
Or do you think he's still alive?
I don't know, since, like, he might be, but, like, I don't see what the value would be to actually leave him alive and let him go, since, like, they're not trying to appear reasonable. They're not trying to get any leverage. They're just baiting America to bomb them, pretty much. And like,
no.
Like, what are their demands? You take a hostage because, like, say you want your members in prison to be released, but they're not saying any of that shit.
He said why he beheaded him.
Yeah, and it's horse shit. They're saying America. What are they saying? Like, America, don't fuck with us. It's a fucking trick to get America riled up to attack them. So then they get America embroiled in more conflicts, and they get more propaganda to recruit people, and they get to fight Americans. It's all a fucking, it's baiting people, being like, don't attack us, but really, we're cutting this guy's head off, so you come and attack us. Or they wouldn't have cut his head off straight away and say, don't bomb us. They would have said, don't bomb us, we've got this guy, and then let him go afterwards. So I don't think they're ever gonna, they're not negotiating.
They did,
they didn't. Did they? Did they threaten to kill him? I think they killed him right away and then said, someone's next.
The first video, they cut the guy's head off and they said, this is the next, this will be the next
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
And that
so
was,
if,
like,
if you actually
ago,
want to negotiate, you don't kill someone in the first place. Since, like, obviously you're going to get bombed either way, and that's what they want. They want America to waste more money and cause conflict in their country and be able to get more Muslims to say, oh, you're right, this is a war against Islam, I'll sign up, sort of thing.
Can I say the most basic thing but needs to be said here?
Mm.
These ISIS guys are absolutely fucking insane. Like, they don't really have much of a platform. They're, like, they're just fucking insane. Like, really. It's interesting. In my entire life, I don't think I've ever seen a group like this.
Yeah, like, Al-Qaeda obviously had political gains to, like, fuck over America and get America out of Muslim lands. Like, that was a consistent demand. Just take your fucking air military bases off our land and don't come back, and that'll be that. But ISIS just seems to, like, if you're not a Sunni Muslim, convert or die, pretty much. Which is,
that's
like...
That's literally it.
Yeah, yeah. Which, like, I don't fucking believe they actually think they're doing God's work. I think it's all a fucking excuse. Like, you know what reminds me of? It reminds me of, like, spree killers. Like, spree killers will always have their little... They're all like, oh, like Elliot Rodgers says, like, this is the normal's fault for not being my girlfriend. And like, Anders says, Anders being brave, says, like, I'm defending Norway from liberals trying to destroy our culture. It's all a fucking excuse to kill people because they're edgy little shits who have anger to release. And they just want to seem like they're scary and tough. And that's the only reason anyone would join ISIS, because, like, obviously they're the fucking bad guys. And obviously they're big and tough and scary.
Well,
like, why someone
joins
a street gang?
Right?
The Islamic State of Syria and Iraq or something?
No, no. But do you know who they are? Who those people are?
I don't know. What do you mean? Tell me.
They're Saddam Hussein's old army.
Are they? I didn't know that.
So what happened was the U.S. went over, and when they conquered Iraq, they disbanded. People were in arguments saying... George Bush disbanded the Iraq police and the military.
Yeah.
Okay? And so, and there was a big debate. They said, no, keep that intact. Let their government, you know, pseudo-work itself out. No one ever expected it to, but, you know, like,
yeah.
But keep the military and the police intact. So all these ISIS guys were out of jobs and said, hey, we don't know what the fuck to do, so... I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, they all rallied around this one Mobar, whatever the fuck the guy's name is, and they became this tyrannical group, and they were just raiding around, you know, killing people and harassing people and terrorizing people, but then they got all this oil, and so now they're making $1 million a day plus, so now they have funding.
Yeah, I think that's
but
the
yeah,
motivation
the
for the leaders to get,
over,
get that money.
The reason they can't be knocked over is they're really fucking good. Like, they're Saddam Hussein's old army, and they're just fucking great. And
oh, I didn't know
they're
that.
Basically going to a village and say, convert and join our army, or we'll just kill you right here. And I think if they go into Turkey, I think they'll get pushed back, because Turkey's army is fucking amazing.
Yeah, so it's like Iraqi's new army is literally just like, you know, people who used to be builders, but there's not much... Like, they would just want a quick paycheck, basically. They've never fought before, and they'll just be like, alright, I'll be in the new Iraqi military, and they've only been training for, like, 3 years or something they've been independent for, without America doing everything for them, so, yeah. They're getting wrecked pretty hard.
Obama's in a really awkward place, because he doesn't... The last thing anybody in America wants is feet on the ground again.
Yeah.
They don't want to put troops on the ground. But... It's getting to a point that you'd think these countries around Syria and Iran, they'd have to step in.
Yeah.
But they're just sitting back and, like, waiting for ISIS to roll up on their soil. And so Obama's in this awkward position where he actually kind of needs to go in there with our with the U.S. troops and fuck them over. But nobody in America wants that. Nobody.
Yeah.
And it would, whatever average to below average, legacy Obama's going to have when he's finished, if he puts troops over there, it will be completely tarnished. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Thanks, heard... Obama.
Bravo, Obongo. I heard that they're going to send in, like, Navy SEALs and SAS people to try and get the leaders in that, like, the British executioner again.
Yeah. That guy, have you ever heard one of his speeches? That dude is fucking insane.
Yep, yep.
He thinks he's the prince of Muhammad or something like that?
Yes, yeah.
I don't know. Whatever, dude. I went full fedora tip when I listened to one of his speeches. He was talking about how his elephant, like he was like the elephant son of his elephant god or whatever the fuck.
I saw a video.
I kind of think it was funny though. Before they behead the guy, they basically said, "Thanks, Obama."
Oh yeah. Yeah. Which hopefully the guy's thinking, like, I didn't even fucking vote for Obama.
Yeah, they're just reading it to you, Kai.
Yeah. if I was captured by ISIS, I'd be like, oh, you hate Americans, do you? You hate Obama? Me too! And then I'd, like, win their favor by just ranting about how much I hate Obama and Americans. And I'd be like, wow, this guy sees it our way, he's cool. And they'll let me go, isn't it?
Yeah, but you have to suck Muhammad's cock on top of it.
I go, I don't know if I can keep the fedora off, and just be like, I love God doesn't exist, and then they'd kill me. And I'd pull out a Richard Dawkins book and open it, and they'd be like, oh no, I can't read it, and then I'd make my way out that way by just showing them a Richard Dawkins book and debate them. Instead of shooting them, I'll debate them until so they lose faith in religion and give up. That's how I escape.
That's my, you remember when South Park was going to make fun of Muhammad?
Oh yeah, I think they two-part. Yeah, I remember that.
They ended up cutting out the entire scene.
Yeah, which is funny since they were literally scared of their lives that Muslims would come and fucking kill them. And the funny thing is,
the whole episode was about how you can't talk about Muhammad without getting in trouble.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're going to push the limits and just be all XD random. And then like 3 days after that episode, they're like, yeah, you really shouldn't do your next episode. You will die.
It's funny because they already showed Muhammad. I was going to say Obama. They already showed Muhammad in an episode when they meet Jesus and Buddha and Vishnu, and Muhammad's in there and like no one gives a shit, but when they made that episode, suddenly it was a big drama.
South Park always does stuff in the news and stuff.
Bravo.
I don't know, nobody seems to, everybody just seems to care about these J-Law news more than this guy getting his head cut off.
Yep, it's very, very funny that it's literally true. People care more about Jennifer Lawrence's breasts than a man getting beheaded, or Israel bombing Gaza more, or literally official war breaking out in Ukraine with Russia sending troops in. No one gives a shit about any of these three conflict points that are erupting into war.
Did you hear that quote from one of the Russian leaders that was like, oh, there's no way we started a war because all of our troops are on vacation?
Yeah, something like that.
Running tanks into Ukraine.
Yeah. I think Putin said, we're not invading Ukraine, but if we wanted to, we could take over the country in 2 days, just to let you know. So it's like a backhanded threat, isn't it? Top level.
Putin's kind of doesn't give a fuck, right?
No. I think it's because, most leaders care about, keeping favor with their people, so they have to, even if they don't give a shit about the international stage, they want their own people to respect them, but Putin just has such a control on the media, and, he can be in power forever he wants. He doesn't give a shit what his people hear about him, because he can twist it every way he wants.
Mm-hmm.
So, even North Korea needs to worry about what the people think of them, so they have to, keep pissing off America and South Korea, but Putin just does whatever he wants and doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. What's the next big happening that's going to happen?
Ebola is going to hit America and kill everyone.
Fuck you.
There was a hacker in DayZ who teleported everyone in the server into a field with each other. And the first thing I hear is a guy saying, I've got Ebola! Stay away from me! It's like everyone suddenly put their fists up and started punching each other. It was pretty amazing.
And I don't think Ebola is going to come in America.
I think it's something that only kills poor black people who don't have any healthcare. And in America, you just get an antibiotics battery, get your hydration fluid in you, and you're probably going to be okay. But starving niggers in Africa who can't even get an IV line into them are going to die from it.
Yeah, Ruby. Yep, all those Americans with healthcare, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Obama.
You forget that fucking landlocked countries in Southeast Asia have better healthcare than the U.S.
Thanks, Obama.
I didn't realize what a fucking Pike Star Show was.
Yep, she loves Israel. She promotes fucking drinks made by slave labor in Palestine.
fucking insane about it. Israel support. As much Jews are, I guess.
Yep, she's gonna Jew.
Why are Jews so shiesty?
I don't know, that's an interesting question. I've heard theories that it's because, like, in Christianity and in Islam, there's, like, there's laws to do with, like, banking. Like, and how many loans you can take out. Like, in Christianity, you're not meant to accept a loan because it's seen as greedy. And in Islam, like, there's very specific conditions, and Muslims have to go to special banks when they live in the West. But in Judaism, it's like, eh, whatever, do whatever you want. So Jews have, like, leeway to be as sneaky and Jewish as they want.
My dad, I asked my dad, because he's been to Israel several times, I asked him, I was like, why are Jews just, you know, why are they the way they are? And he's like, oh, it seems like they're a very combative people, like, they embrace conflict. He says, if you've ever been around, like, a lot of Jews, not like, you know, American Jews, but like traditional Jews, they're extremely combative and argumentative people, and they just constantly want conflict. I don't know. That was his explanation. Interesting.
When Israel was first, you know how I've told everyone that my grandpa hates Jews?
Yeah.
Well, I just found out the other day that the reason he hates Jews is because after World War II and, like, Israel was getting set up, the area was occupied by Britain, and he was actually in the British military still at the time, and he saw that the Jews, like, they were getting their own land, it was just that, like, it wasn't fast enough for them, so they would literally, like, bomb the Muslims to try and scare them off, and they didn't give a shit if, like, British soldiers were in the way, even though they were doing them a favour for setting this up for them, and my grandpa was, like, new friends who were killed in these fucking Jew bombings. So he came back after seeing, like, the worst of them, and he would, for the rest of his life, fucking hate Jews. So, it's, he thanked Jews are evil.
Well, that makes a lot of sense now.
Yep. And he used to, when my dad had a Jewish friend, he would, like, warn him not to trust him. Since he knows what backstabbing little shit's doing.
Yeah, my best friend in real life, well, not lately because he moved, but my best friend basically my entire life is a Jew. I know, so I've been Jewed my entire life. I had no idea. Finally got red pilled. I just think back to all the Jewy things he did. like one time, what was it? We had this argument driving home from school. Like, it was about a quote from Pulp Fiction, okay? And it was like, okay, if you can get that quote correct, like 100% correct, I'll give you $1. And he got the quote 100% correct. And I was like, okay, if you can get this quote 100%, because I just didn't have $1 on me. I was like, if you can get this quote correct, I will double or nothing it. And he said the next quote, and it was wrong. It was off by, like a fair amount. And he got so angry about it. Like, I've never seen him so angry before. I just ended up giving him the $1, and okay.
$1.
The only time I ever saw him get angry. Yeah, wow. Dollar bill.
What a Jew.
What a Jew indeed.
Victoria Justice is my favorite Disney girl since she looks strict and cruel. I don't want her to kick me. Isn't that weird or anything?
Because why?
Because she looks like strict and cruel. She has them eyebrows and that glare. I don't want her to kick me. Not that I'm weird or anything.
She's like perfect. She's like absolutely perfect. She's got kind of weird nipples though.
Yeah, they look like they have sub nipples around them.
I wanted to use a few of those photos as my avatar in the forum, but I don't want the FBI to keep an eye. Every time I open one of these photos, I rate Victoria Justice.
Good. Cunt loves it.
You know what? I don't. let me be real. I have no problem with people like fucking with J-Law because I think she's kind of a cunt. But I actually kind of feel bad for Victoria Justice, you know?
I guess, but like, don't fucking take the pictures then if you don't want them to get out.
Wait, what?
Don't. No, it's her fault. She's asking for it.
All right. If you could turn the edge meter down just a notch, can't you see why I care so much? I feel so much worse for Victoria Justice than I do J-Law just because.
I don't know, there's nothing wrong with J-Law. Leave her alone. She's fine.
She's a fucking asshole.
She's not, she's funny.
She's a snobby, overrated actress.
She's just like us. She's one of us.
Oh, God. I wish she would just fucking jump off. Did you see that fucking movie, American Hustle? That big, a fucking piece
no,
of garbage.
Thank God.
Jesus, that fucking piece of trash. That horrible fucking writing, that uninvented story, and her horrible, horrible performance in that movie.
Mm.
And everybody jerked off with it. Oh, it's the Hunger Games girl! Fuck off.
Mm. I'm looking forward to the next Hunger Games movie so I can just think about J-Law's fucking tits the entire thing.
This leak kills her ambition. She can never act again.
Well, that won't be a problem since she can't act in the first place, but I think it will be good for her career since people are talking about her like a mad cunt now. She probably leaked it on purpose. She's probably the hacker herself.
What a twist.